Ranky Parnell and Mathis here on Desiring God Behind the Blog for what promises to be a longer episode. We took a nap here for the last month or so as we were traveling, various activities. Tony's down at the TGC Women's Conference with Pastor Piper. And so we're catching up now here. Let's start with a post from last night by Jonathan Parnell called Husbands, Spend Time with Your Wife. Tell us about that and the related subject of the interviews with Justin Buzzard.
Yeah, this was an article yesterday in the Star Tribune about a marriage counselor here in Minnesota who is encouraging married couples to spend time together. And studies have proven that when married couples spend time together, that it's proven to strengthen the marriage.
Amazing.
Which is a good counsel. And so it just fits so nicely with Justin Buzzard's new book, Date Your Wife. What the counselor explains is it's not just spending time together, but it's really paying attention to each other. She says, the way you did when you were dating. So
There we go.
Just fitting so nicely with Justin's book and wanting to just talk about that book again and also make a connection to the chapter on marriage in Pastor John's Desiring God. And so it's the idea of spending time with your wife, not just spending time, but pursuing your wife and seeking your wife's joy, your joy and your wife's joy, of course, in God. So there's the little piece put together last night.
Excellent. Speaking of books, we want you to be able to read our content on the Kindle, iBooks, other electronic formats. And so we have a ebook initiative here at Desiring God and a recent one released called Take Care How You Listen. Tony, tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the first ebook that we've released. It's a 5-sermon collection of manuscripts from Pastor John's preaching ministry on listening to the Word. And these are sermons that he preached between 1984 and 1998, all on the theme of the four soils. Essentially, the point being, you know, how we listen is who we are. It reveals who we are spiritually. And so this ebook is formatted for mobile devices. We've taken those sermons, put a fresh introduction on them. They're not written by Pastor John. These are manuscripts that have not been edited by him. They've just been compiled by the DG content team and given a fresh introduction. And these ebooks are released now in 3 formats, and a PDF, Mobi, and EPUB, suitable for all types of mobile devices. So hopefully this is the beginning of many other ebook projects and ebooklets, and we have other books in process now. Jonathan, tell us about the biography project that you're working on.
Yeah, there's a series of mission biographies from Pastor John's biographies at the Pastor's Conference in years past, and just released this week the biography on David Brainerd. We have 3 more coming out in this mission series. And this is just a way of taking these biographies, which have been so helpful and many folks have enjoyed, and just kind of repackaging these biographies in these new ebooks. Really neat design. I actually have some portraits by Drew Blom, an artist here in the Twin Cities. And so excited about this. Also available in 3 formats, and hopefully it will be helpful to folks.
Excellent. Content by John Piper, compiled by the team here at Desiring God. Let me take that obvious transition from ebooks to hip-hop and ask Jonathan about your recent interviews with Trip Lee.
Yeah, Trip was here earlier this spring for a concert in downtown Minneapolis, and Tony and I had a chance to go and sit down with Trip and just do a quick interview with him, and it was really great. I mentioned this recently on Twitter. Trip Lee is one of the most Bible-saturated men I've ever been able to talk to. He just so great to hear from him. I was helped by it personally. He's just a great charge toward men and the importance of just being in the Word and believing the gospel. So, look for those video clips coming out. We have a few more that we hope to put on the blog.
Another big thing we're involved in right now is leading up to the national conference at the end of September on Act the Miracle, God's Work and Ours, and the Mystery of Sanctification. Tony, tell us about the national conference promo and lead up that's happening with the Desiring God blog.
Yeah, we've got a number of videos and blog posts by the speakers at the conference. Ed Welch, we published a post by Ed Welch today. Sally Lloyd-Jones has some posts as well. So leading up to the conference, we're going to have more and more material from the speakers themselves.
Also post by Jarvis Williams, there'll be posts by the team here at Desiring God, including John Piper, leading up to the conference. Check out that post by Sally Lloyd-Jones. It's called Teach Children the Bible is Not About Them. Teach Children the Bible is Not About Them by Sally Lloyd-Jones. Give a little John Piper update now. He is rafting down the Colorado River into the Grand Canyon right now with the team from Answers in Genesis. He's on his annual vacation, decided to take this trip with the Answers in Genesis team. They'll be talking about young Earth in the place considered typically to be a bastion of old earthers, namely the Grand Canyon. There's no middle ground when you're rafting down the Colorado River into the canyon. You're going young or you're going old. No middle earth there. Sorry, Mr. Tolkien. August 24 and 25 is a free Pleasures of God seminar in Minneapolis at Bethlehem Baptist Church with John Piper. 2 hours Friday night, 3 hours Saturday morning. Come check that out if you can drive to the Twin Cities Metro or if you want to fly in for that. That's August 24 and 25 with John Piper on Pleasures of God. A recent post by John Piper you may want to check out is Proven Weapons in the Fight for Holiness. Proven Weapons in the Fight for Holiness. And also his recent series with David Brickner of Jews for Jesus on the place of Israel in the Christian American mind and heart. And that's at the Christianity Today site. But we've got links to it at our site. Final thing is Love Your Enemies. It's John's oldest book, and it's now his newest. It's recently released by Crossway. We've got the full PDF at the site, and you'll want to check out that. Several blog posts related to that, and a very good new preface that John Piper put together for it. Thank you for joining us on Desiring God Behind the Blog.